Heidi Amfinson was convicted of second-degree murder in the 1998 death of her 15-day-old son, Jacob. Amfinson had claimed the boy accidentally drowned in the bathtub, but after questioning by police, Amfinson led police to the boy's body in Sailorville Lake. Amfinson was charged with first-degree murder, but following a mistrial, was convicted of the second-degree murder charge in her second trial in 2000. Amfinson appealed her conviction, saying her lawyer was ineffective because he failed to pursue an insanity defense based on postpartum depression, failed to properly explain a child endangerment plea bargain agreement, and failed to seek to suppress the written statement Amfinson gave to police. The appeals court ruled there's no authority in Iowa law for using postpartum depression as a basis for an insanity defense. The court also said if the postpartum defense could be used, it would apply to a first-degree murder conviction, and since Amfinson was found guilty of second-degree murder, the insanity defense does not apply, and there was no negligence on the part of her lawyer. The court also ruled that Amfinson was not in custody when she gave the written statement to police, and the statement she gave at the time would not have impacted the outcome of the trial. As for Amfinson's claim, the plea bargain was improperly explained. The court said that claim was based on too much speculation to be decided on its merits. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.